USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Ed Sheeran has been found not liable in his music copyright infringement case. The singer was accused of ripping off chords from Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On when creating his 2014 hit, Thinking Out Loud. Sophia Neese was one of the jurors on the panel. She discussed the roughly 3 hours of deliberations with reporters after the verdict was delivered.
There's 7 people in the room, so everyone had opinions going in. But, you know, both sides had advocates. And then there are the people that were, you know, we were more in the middle and trying to figure out either way what was actually, you know, the best ruling of law in this case.
Deion Patterson, the alleged gunman in Wednesday's mass shooting in Atlanta, is being charged with 1 count of murder and 4 counts of aggravated assault. Patterson waived his right to appear in court today. The 24-year-old former Coast Guard allegedly opened fire in the waiting room of a medical building in downtown Atlanta. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is withholding judgment over the chokehold death of a mentally disturbed man on the subway.
The district attorney, the police department, they're doing their investigations, and I'm going to respect that. There are many layers to this. Let the process follow its course.
Witnesses tell police 30-year-old Jordan Neely was threatening riders aboard the F train Monday when he was placed in a chokehold. Detectives questioned and released a Marine who put Neely in the chokehold. President Biden is issuing an executive order that expands the White House's ability to sanction individuals or groups involved in the conflict in Sudan. Fighting between Sudan's military and a paramilitary group has left hundreds dead and thousands fleeing the country. Biden is calling for a durable ceasefire between the groups. This is USA News.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-406-3498 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-406-3498. That's 800-406-3498. What do you have to lose? Call 800-406-3498. Again, 800-406-3498.
A whistleblower is coming forward to share concerns regarding the actions taken by then-Vice President Joe Biden. USA's Lance Pry has the details.
A whistleblower has come forward claiming President Biden was criminally involved in a pay-for-policy voting while vice president. The claim says the FBI and the Department of Justice had the information before the 2020 election. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer has now issued a subpoena requiring the FBI to turn over the FD 1023 document to them. Senator Josh Hawley on Fox News.
Sunshine is the best disinfectant. We all need to see it. Let's get it all out there so people can see what the facts are.
The Department of Health and Human Services issued an ultimatum to a top-rated Catholic hospital network in Oklahoma, threatening to shut down their services to poor and vulnerable patients unless they remove the sanctuary candle from their chapel. Attorney Lori Windham of Beckett Law Office wrote a pre-litigation letter to HHS Secretary Javier Becerra explaining how the administration's threat violates the religious freedom rights of the Catholic hospital. The restaurant company that owns Olive Garden and Longhorn Steakhouse is buying Roots Chris Steakhouse. The deal, worth more than $700 million, will see Darden restaurants take over more than 150 Ruth's Chris Steakhouse locations around the world. Tim Berg, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.